All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. It is that time of the week, folks, my weekly picks in the world of the National Football League. It's divisional round time as the wild card round provided with us with some very exciting action. As you saw, the Pittsburgh Steelers, Green Bay Packers, Houston Texans, and Seattle Seahawks all advance. All four home teams won in wild card weekend. Will that be the same tenor here in the divisional round? We'll have to wait and see. But with that said, here are my picks for the divisional round in the NFL. Now, things are going to get started tomorrow afternoon at the Georgia Dome in Atlanta. You're going to have the 11-5 Atlanta Falcons, the 2 seed in the NFC, and also the champions of the NFC South, taking on the 10-5-1 Seattle Seahawks. Seattle comes into this game as a 3 seed, and they are also champions of the NFC West. These two teams did meet earlier this season in Seattle, and it was the Seahawks that came away as the victors in a controversial fashion, as a pass interference call was not called against the Seahawks secondary. Things have changed this time around for the rematch. You look at the fact that the Seahawks don't have the services of free safety Earl Thomas, and it's going to put more pressure on corner Richard Sherman and strong safety Cam Chancellor in order to stop or attempt to stop Falcons wide receiver Julio Jones. On the flip side, quarterback Russell Wilson, he's been steady Eddie. It hasn't been pretty, but he's going out there and getting the job done for the Seattle Seahawks team, and that is definitely going to keep Seattle in this game. But right now, Atlanta is playing some of the best football in the National Football League, and I think aside from quarterback Matt Ryan and Julio Jones on offense, the Falcons can run the football, and for them to advance, they are going to need a big game from running back Devonta Freeman. I think it's going to be a tight one, but I'm going to take Atlanta at home by the score of 30-24. Now, Saturday night in Foxborough, you are going to have the 14-2 New England Patriots, the top seed in the AFC and the champions of the AFC East, taking on the 4 seed in the Houston Texans, who are the champions of the AFC South. Now, Houston was able to get a win last week at home against the Oakland Raiders. I know that the Raiders are down to their third-string quarterback, but credit to the Texans for going out there and taking care of their business. Now, last week saw the Texans defense have their way with Raiders quarterback Connor Cook. This time, it's the opposite end of the spectrum, as Houston will be going up against one of the best to have ever done it from the quarterback position in Patriots quarterback Tom Brady. Tom Brady has had the bye week. He is well rested, and you know when you give Tom Brady an extra week to prepare, typically he likes to go out there and pick a team apart. Now, these two teams did meet in the regular season, and the Patriots simply ran through the Houston Texans on Thursday Night Football. And the scary part about it, Tom Brady was not on the field for that contest. Now, of course, right now the Texans' best defender is outside linebacker Jadeveon Clowney, and I guarantee you that Bill Belichick has tried to figure out a way to neutralize Clowney somewhat coming off the edge. How are the Patriots going to do that? Brady's going to get the ball out quick, accurate, and efficient, and he's going to spread it around to the likes of wide receiver Julian Edelman and tight end Martellus Bennett. You look at this Patriots chameleon type defense, they're going to go out there and try to confuse Texans quarterback Brock Osweiler, just like they did when these two teams met in the regular season. The only way for the Texans to have a shot in this game, Brock Osweiler has to play a perfect game while Tom Brady has to make several mistakes. I don't see either one of those things happening. Thus, I'm going to take New England at home by the score of 31-16. Now, moving on to Sunday, you're going to have the Pittsburgh Steelers, the 3 seed in the AFC and the champions of the AFC South, the AFC North, making the trek to Arrowhead Stadium to take on the 2 seed in the 12-4 Kansas City Chiefs. Pittsburgh was clicking on all cylinders last week in their victory in the wild card game against the Miami Dolphins until Ben Roethlisberger, their starting quarterback, suffered an injury. Roethlisberger was seen in a walking boot leaving Heinz Field last Sunday, but he is expected to be ready to go this Sunday afternoon when the Steelers take the field. It's going to be important for Roethlisberger to have his mobility, because you look at this Chiefs defense and in their front seven with the pass rushers that they have, and I'm talking about Dee Ford, Tamba Hali, and Justin Houston, they are going to go out there and try to make life tough for Roethlisberger. Like the two games on Saturday, this is a regular season rematch as Pittsburgh had their way with Kansas City earlier this season, and an interesting matchup is going to be Steelers wide receiver Antonio Brown going up against Chiefs all-pro cornerback Marcus Peters. But at the same time, Kansas City's defense will have to be on their toes going up against Le'Veon Bell. We saw what he did from the running back position against the Miami Dolphins last week, and I guarantee you, for Kansas City to win this game at home, they are going to need 11 guys running to the football trying to stop him. At the same time, defensively, Pittsburgh is playing better than they were at the beginning of the season, and Alex Smith, the Chiefs quarterback, is going to have his hands full going up against them. But the X factor for the Chiefs in this game could be tight end Travis Kelce, because he is one of the better pass catching tight ends in the NFL, and he knows how to keep opposing defenses on their toes. I think this is going to be a nip and tuck affair, and it could be one of the better games of the weekend, but I'm going to take Pittsburgh on the road in this one by the score of 27-23. And finally, at AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas, you are going to have the 13-3 Dallas Cowboys, the top team in the NFC, hosting the 10-6 Green Bay Packers, who are the 4 seed and the NFC North champions. These two teams met in a regular season at Lambeau Field, and this Packers defense simply did not have an answer for Cowboys rookie running back Ezekiel Elliott that afternoon. But you look at Green Bay right now, they are a much different football team as they are clicking on all cylinders. And if you have any questions about it, just ask the New York Giants about Aaron Rodgers from last Sunday. Now, Packers wide receiver Jordy Nelson did suffer rib injuries in that contest, and his status for this game is doubtful, and that is Ben Rodgers' go-to guy in the offense. But you look at the way that the likes of Ty Montgomery and Randall Cobb have stepped up for Green Bay, and it's going to be interesting to see who is going to be an X factor for the Packers in this contest. Now, we know with the Dallas Cowboys, they are home. They're the top seed, and a lot of people expect them to win. And I know the Cowboys have to be happy that the New York Giants lost, but they still cannot look past the Green Bay Packers in this contest. I look for Packers defensive coordinator Dom Capers to try to cook up a different game plan to confuse Cowboys rookie quarterback Dak Prescott into forcing him to making mistakes. The best way to force Prescott into making mistakes, you got to go out there and sell all out and try to stop this running game with Elliott. And it's not going to be easy, especially since the Cowboys will be well rested. And on top of that, they have one of, if not the best, offensive lines in football. Aaron Rodgers can have his way with this Dallas defense, as they really don't have a quality pass rusher. They really relied on their offense to kind of mask some of their defensive inefficiencies. And I think if Aaron Rodgers gets going, it's going to be a tough afternoon for the Cowboys. Thus, I'm going to take Green Bay in the upset by the score of 31-27. So, folks, those are my picks for the divisional round in the NFL. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single A affiliate of the New York Mets. And you can check out all of the fun and excitement this June at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. Now, if you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Also, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300poundsofsportsknowledge this Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, as I will be recapping this weekend's action from the divisional round in the NFL. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.